This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. In this series, we're talking about preventing another dust bowl, talking about steps producers can take to retain topsoil. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says it's important to keep the soil covered as much as possible and disturb the soil as little as possible. That's led many producers to convert to no-till by never turning the soil. A residue of plant stalks helps hold the topsoil in place. But soil scientists are advocating for cover crops, non-cash crops that shade the soil, provide cattle forage, and feed the community of subsoil organisms. Scott Gonnerman farms in east central Nebraska at Gresham.
It's a corn-soybean rotation. We've incorporated wheat into our rotation, and then we've been planting a cocktail mix of cover crops.
He started no-till in 05, and soil organic matter amounted to 2.1 or 2.2%. He started cover cropping in 09 and says this year organic content is up to 3%, and his water infiltration has greatly improved. He told me about some land on a 6 to 7 degree slope. When he was conventional farming, he would experience severe runoff following a 3/4 inch rainfall. This year, NRCS performed a water infiltration test.
We was able to soak in 2 inches of water in 7 minutes. We took our water infiltration rate over the last 8 years from 75 hundredths an hour to 2 inches in 7 minutes. That is the eye-opener.
An abundance of earthworms is one indicator of healthy processes in the soil.
We had a guy from Australia stop at our farm this spring. In one spade of dirt, we counted 23 earthworms. And that's why our water infiltration is so good. We have all the wormholes in the soil.
Neil Dominey is NRCS state soil scientist for Nebraska. Neil says healthy soil features lots of organisms working underground.
And that's one of the important factors of soil health is keeping that biological community healthy and strong and there to do all the biological and chemical processes to increase that soil's health.
There's a healthy soil movement, and Scott Gonnerman is trying to use best practices and trying to school himself about cover crops and how they help improve biological life teeming just below the surface of the soil.
If we take care of our biological life, our microbes, our fungi, our living organisms in the soil, if we build the best habitat we can build for them, they will take care of our plants. Our profits will go up and our inputs will go down.
The more reading he's done, the more he's compared notes with other progressive farmers, the more Scott Gonnerman understands that in a handful of soil, there's an entire ecosystem living there. To make one particular point, Gonnerman refers to the millions and billions of microscopic living organisms as his livestock in the soil.
If we took care of our pets or our livestock the way we take care of our livestock in the soil, we would all be thrown in jail.
Yeah, he's probably right.
Candy Thomas is NRCS state agronomist for Kansas.
We're just starting to figure out the old FDR saying you destroy your soil, you destroy the nation itself.
Returning the soil to a state of robust health can prevent another dust bowl. Learn more about healthy soils and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. It's made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. We're on the web at Playa Country, playacountry.org.